Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to Ask the Expert, North Texas, here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. With the Texas Senate back in special session, there's been a lot of discussion about THC and SB3, but there's something else that's just as important. It's something called kratom, and it's also actively being discussed for possible regulation or ban by the Texas State Legislature this year. It is specifically being spoken about in Senate Bill 1868. But what is kratom? Why is it important? And what are local organizations that specifically deal with youth? Why is this topic important to them? Joining us this afternoon is Carrie Stith with Youth 180. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you all again.
Absolutely. Before we get into the nitty gritty of what is kratom, why is this an issue? Let's start first with what is 180.
Yeah, so Youth 180 is an innovative thought leader helping youth and their families navigate social and environmental challenges through prevention, intervention, and clinical programming. We have prevention programs across four counties in North Texas in schools, after school programs, rec centers, providing evidence-based curriculum to youth and their families. Then we have an intervention program, which basically bridges the gap between our prevention and clinical treatment programs. Those are also embedded in the schools, after school programs, rec centers, basically as the last stop gap between needing treatment services, which we all know is the most expensive form of services right now. And then last but not least, we have our treatment program where we intentionally integrate mental health and substance use treatment together for youth and their families ages 13 all the way up to 24 years old.
Let's get to the basics, because you'll see the names on stores that are selling kratom, but that's all you know. And a lot of people don't even know how to pronounce it. What is it?
Kratom has actually been around for many, many years, millions of years, actually. And it originated in Southeast Asia. It's derived from a plant. And if used appropriately, it has medicinal properties, which could be stimulants. It was used by people who were working fields, and so they used it a lot to stay up with the demand of their jobs. Also, it has some pain-relieving qualities to it. But what tends to happen is that people overuse or don't know how to use it. And like with anything, overuse of something, overconsumption now becomes dangerous.
So why are teens being drawn to it?
Well, because of its effects that it gives you. So in low doses, like I said, it's a stimulant. It can give you the effects similar to like what you'll see with Ritalin. In higher doses, you'll see it give you the same kind of effects that you'll get with opioids. And so once you become dependent on it, now you're going to start to see the same withdrawal effects as what you would have with an opioid use disorder, but you're not technically using an opioid. Also, it doesn't show up on drug tests. On general five-panel drug tests, urine analysis, it doesn't test for kratom. And so it flies under the radar as being detected. And I think that that is something teens sometimes tend to see alluring.
Yeah. Are there similarities between kratom and CBD?
In the smaller dosages, I think that there could be some similarities in which how it affects pain management, somewhat. They're not identical, right? But a lot of people tend to use them and misuse them in the higher dosages, which then is what we're getting is similar to an opioid use disorder or using morphine, if you will. I mean, it has those kinds of powerful properties to it if you use it in high dosages.
So right now, for people who are not aware of what, you know, how accessible this is, Rankin kind of mentioned you can find this in smoke shops, you can find this in stores. At what quantities are people able to buy this, and how do they use it? And what are they putting themselves at risk for? Do they get sick? What kind of symptoms are they getting?
Generally, it comes in two forms. A lot of times people will use it as a tea. And so you can pour it in, make yourself a tea. And it generally, they'll use it with other supplements, if you will. Then you can get it in a pill form, which looks very much like a supplement that you would get at your nutrition store. It's got green powder in it. And so a lot of parents, if you're not aware of what it might look like, you might think that your child is taking natural supplements, in which it is a natural supplement. But again, it's the overusage and it's the abuse of the drug itself. What people could be putting themselves at risk for is becoming dependent upon this, even though it's not technically an opioid, and we all know how addictive and dependent opioids are, because it reacts in your brain like an opioid, then you're going to start to see the same effects if you're trying to come off of kratom as what you would see if you are using a traditional opioid. So you're going to see the severe flu-like symptoms, things of that nature. So if you see your child that's constantly having flu-like symptoms or having the flu three times a month or something, that's generally a good indicator that we have something major going on, and it's not just we're using it once or twice a week and using it for a stimulant or painkiller reasons, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Are there different risks for teens using kratom versus adults?
I think the risk come from that teens generally don't understand the consequences like perhaps adults would, because their brains are developing. They're not able to really weigh out the pros and cons and the long-term options or the long-term consequences of using a drug like kratom. Kratom that's still there's still a lot of research going on behind it. And so I don't think that there's anything out yet that would indicate that teens using Kratom would have the same type of lifelong impacts as, say, somebody using fentanyl or something like that. But that's not to say that there's not. That just means that it's on the radar now of researchers, and they're starting to do research on it. So the DEA has actually identified Kratom as a substance to watch. And so as with anything, the more proactive we are with this, the better we are in the long term. We don't want to end up in a situation like we were with tobacco or nicotine, where we're on the reactive side as opposed to the proactive side. It's like THC. It's like trying to put the genie back in the bottle. Never really works out very well for anybody. So if we can get this on the front end, then we have a much better chance of having less of an impact than what we see with nicotine, THC, tobacco, things of that nature.
What is Youth 180 right now doing to combat this? How are you handling this with your clients, and what support do you need for the community?
The first thing we're trying to do is things like this, where we want to bring awareness to it. We are also bringing online medication-assisted treatment for adolescents who do not have insurance or who are insured through Medicaid. Right now, in Dallas particularly, there are no inpatient treatment services for individuals with Medicaid or who do not have insurance. So what happens is these young people will go to the ER with an overdose. And then if they don't have insurance, they're basically stabilized and then referred back out to the community, and they just don't ever get the treatment that they deserve. So as much as we can do on the front end with bringing awareness, prevention services, we're going to try to do. But on the back end, we're trying to ensure that our treatment services, since we have that major gap, that our response to this is as broad and robust as we can possibly be without having that inpatient treatment option.
How much peer pressure is there for teens to start using this, say in social media or just in school?
I think there's always a lot of peer pressure, especially, being a teenager. I have a teenager myself. I have a 14-year-old boy who's entering into high school. And the amount of peer pressure that these kids, are under just to do the stupidest of things. But particularly when, you're in a situation where you may not be making the best decisions, or you may not have that one adult that, can talk to you and talk you through some of the decisions that you're, facing. I think it leaves kids even that much more susceptible to falling into traps like, hey, I found this drug. It's actually natural. And so nothing bad can happen to you, right? And that's what kids think. They think because, it's being sold in a store, that it's legal and nothing bad can happen to me by taking it. And so I think that peer pressure plays a big role in all of this. And I think kids are very susceptible to it.
And how can listeners learn more about Youth 180 and get involved in your mission?
Yeah, so we have a website that you can always go to. We have volunteer opportunities listed on there as well, and it also talks about all of our programs. Our website is www.youth180tx.org.
All right. That is Carrie Stitt with Youth 180 right here on KRLD. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.